administration is Thomas Taylor. T-H-O-M-A-S, first name, T-A-Y-L-O-R, last name, 11072. This is a 52-year-old gentleman recently released from hospital with lung cancer. Patient is 52 years old, has a history of lung cancer stage 4 with bone, brain, and liver metastasis, period. The paragraph, during the last hospitalization, patient decided against any further treatment because they just caused me pain. He has no O2. He has had some chemo and radiation, had a port in place which has been removed. Period. His diagnosis, his right-sided lung cancer is less than a year old, has been non-compliant with medication, and finally has decided to come home and die, in quotation, period. Family history, both mom and dad died of old age and cancer, surgery, chemotherapy, port placement for chemo, allergy, non-medication. He stopped all medication. He's only on comfort kit, including morphine, Norco. He was on amlodipine, 10 milligrams once a day, Neurontin, 800 milligrams, 3 times a day, and Lasix, 40 milligrams a day, period. Patient social, used to do odd jobs. He's single. He doesn't have any children. He has an extensive history of smoking and drinking. Patient was found in bed with a cover over his head. Review of the records and discussion with the caretaker reveals a weight loss of 50 to 60 pounds, severe weakness. He's now bedbound. He wears a diaper. He's total ADL dependent. He has edema on one leg on the left side, which can be consistent with a DVT. Again, recent hospitalization at St. Luke's Medical Center. Records are pending. He has decided against any further treatment because of complications of chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and the pain associated with those treatments. He was found to have an O2 side of 88% on no oxygen. Blood pressure is 112 over 84. Pulse is 110. Exam reveals a 52-year-old gentleman dying of metastatic stage 4 lung cancer with weight loss, severe weakness, ADL dependency. Patient most likely weighs less than 90 pounds now. History of nausea and vomiting, in pain, 8 out of 10. Heart, positive, small positive, 2, tachycardic lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, scaphoid, non-tender, or tenderness noted, not large liver noted, skin turgor diminished, muscle wasting quite severe, probably one of the quite severe, neurological, severe weakness. Patient is wearing a diaper, skin shows decreased turgor or mucosal withdrawal lesion, lymphadenopathy noted in the neck and the axillary region. Assessment, 52-year-old gentleman with history of lung cancer has decided to stop all treatment, most likely has few days to weeks to live. Patient needs to be kept comfortable. He has no desire to go back and forth to the hospital. He wants to die at home. His caretaker agrees. Patient needs to have a comfort kit. Patient needs to replace his comfort kit in the next day or so. He has extensive history of smoking. He needs both anxiety medication and pain medication at this time, period. He would benefit from oxygen. And cannot rule out DVT of the left leg with increased size. Nevertheless, he has no interest in treating his DVT and would like to be left alone, period. He no longer wants to go back to the hospital or see his radiation oncologist or medical oncologist at this time, period. He wants to be kept comfortable till he dies. He knows that he's dying and only has 3 days to live, days to weeks to live. Overall prognosis, grave. Thank you.